And what do you make this week of Joe Lieberman coming out? Lieberman is technically an independent. He caucuses with the Democrats. He has said that if a public option was a part of the Senate bill, he would not only not vote for it, he would vote with Republicans to follow filibuster, even the vote coming to the floor. That's an extraordinary stance for Lieberman to take. And it just it seems to be indicative of the type of kind of snake in the grass positions he's taken in the past. I mean, we saw what he did during the campaign. He voted with the Democrats. He supported John McCain. He really came out hard against Barack Obama. Then when it looked like Barack Obama was going to win, then he softened his stance. What do we make of Joe Lieberman and how he should be treated by the Democratic Party?
I know you used the word extraordinary when you talked about what he's done here in the last few days as far as, you know, drawing his line in the sand on health care reform. But if we really think about Joe Lieberman, is this really a surprise?
No, he's...
Think about it. Is it really... Are you really, really surprised?
Well, I'm not, because I referred to him as Tokyo Joe during the campaign. So...
I wrote about him this week on my blog. I said, Joe Lieberman, there's an app for that. Joe Lieberman... reminded me, because I was having a problem with my Microsoft software and it was giving me a headache, but it wasn't anything unexpected because we're used to that. We're used to having little things that go wrong with Windows, and it's just a part of owning a computer. And I said, you know, Joe Lieberman's the same way. You know, he gets corrupted just like the registry on my computer does after a while, and he stops working for whatever it is that's good when we push the when he's supposed to give us a particular result. He goes in his own direction, kind of like my computer does when it gives me that blue screen.
But you know, it's interesting though, Chris, the reality is that Joe Lieberman has to know that he doesn't have, there's no way that he believes that he has a home with the Republican Party. I mean, the reality for the Republican Party is that the moderate faction of the GOP is shrinking so much and is being reviled so much by the majority of the party that Lieberman wouldn't have the a home in the GOP. So the only home he really has is with the Democrats. So it would seem like the Democratic Party would be able to force his hand a little bit better than they do. But it hasn't been the case.
Joe is in the contrarian party, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what you're doing, he doesn't want to do it. The thing about Joe Lieberman that you probably want to look into a little deeper, I don't have a lot of details on it. In his state, they have a public option.
Oh.
And they have a Republican governor who likes the public option at the state level. It works. It saves them money. It helps them manage their budget better than having surprises, which is why we're doing this in the first place. And I know you haven't talked about the CBO numbers, but
yeah,
that's really, other than the ideological stuff, the real reason why you have to have a public option, because you need to be able to manage costs. That's what every conservative talks about. How much is this going to cost me? Can we save any money?
Right. Let's shift gears a little bit. Since you brought up Connecticut and politics in Connecticut, the neighboring state, New York, there is a very strange fight going on in the 23rd Congressional District in New York, a stronghold for the Republican Party. It was supposed to be a slam dunk for the Republican candidate, Skaz Faza. She has a strange name.
I was hoping you could pronounce it.
No, bro. I can't. It's Skaz Faza. I believe that's
Skaz Faza.
Skaz Faza. Skaz Faza. You say Skaz Faza. I say Skaz Faza. You know, it was supposed to be a slam dunk. It's a strongly strong GOP district. But she is getting a major fight from the conservative candidate, guy named Hoffman, and because they're splitting the difference, the Democratic candidate Owen actually has a chance in this red district in New York. But the most interesting thing about this race that's going on is that you have the Republican Party kind of choosing sides between Skaz Faza and Hoffman. You have Sarah Palin coming out, of course, for Hoffman. I think, did Gingrich come out for Skaz Faza?
I can't remember. I know that Huckabee and I'm trying to think who else. There's a couple of Huckabee and Pawlenty are on the sidelines.
Right.
Ordinarily, they're going to give you their take. They're not touching this one.
Yeah.
the word on the street is they don't want to do anything more to alienate any potential voters by marginalizing who they're going to support. So they'd rather have you, as a conservative, think that they're with you if you're a moderate conservative or if you're a fundamentalist conservative. They want all those votes.
Right.
They don't want to work with the conservative party nominee and kind of box themselves in as far as who they look like to the public.
Right. But Chris, doesn't this really, I mean, isn't this a microcosm of what the GOP is? Chaos right now. And doesn't it make it even that much worse for the plight of the Democratic Party? What I'm saying in essence is that the Democratic Party has an opportunity to pass health care reform if they're unified and if they move the bills forward, merge the bills, the Senate version, the House version. But and they're up against virtually no opposition because the opposition is in chaos. So it's like what I've heard Obama say and other Democrats say. The Democrats have this habit of snatching victory out of the jaws of defeat, you know? The GOP is in chaos, and I believe the 23rd District in New York is indicative of that.
Yeah, I took a look at the Conservative Party website, the Conservative Party of New York,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know who runs it, but a suggestion for the person who does, put the positive stuff, the We Support stuff, on the list of things that we prioritize before you put the we reject stuff.
Right.
Because what
right.
they reject is a lot of the stuff that Skaza Favor stands for, the same-sex marriage, the abortion rights.
Right.
About the first 10 items are no, 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 no items.
Right.
And so the Republican Party, in an effort to be a little more moderate nationally, is kind of between a rock and a hard place because the people who want to be these hard-line right-wingers, they're taking no prisoners.
Right.
They're just putting it out there.
Mm-hmm.
But that line in the sand limits their appeal, and the party can't figure out what it can do to keep them and the moderates.
There's a similar scenario in New Jersey playing out. You have John Corzine, the vastly unpopular governor of the state of New Jersey, against this guy Christie, who is the Republican candidate, but whose votes are being siphoned off by there's a third party candidate. I suspect he represents a conservative faction of New Jersey politics. Corzine has no right being even in really contention to win, given the fact of his unpopularity. But it is a possibility that he could eke it out because of the chaos once again on the GOP side. What's your sense of how that's all playing out? Because basically, Christie and Corzine are in a dead heat.
It seems like between that and the Virginia race, the party and the White House seem to see those as races that are going to be indicative of what they're able to do
right.
next year.
Right.
So they've put a lot of effort in the Corazine's race.
Right.
I can't. The bad news comes out about Christie 3 times a day, not once a day. there's some release on some case that he had, or I think there's a person on his staff that he loaned money to that used to work for him. There's something about Christie every day. They're really gunning for him.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't seem like it was working for a while, but I believe you said it was a dead heat.
Pretty much.
He may hang in there, but that for the Democrats is what they're looking at as one of the bellwether races.
Right.
They're not doing so well in Virginia.
Well, Virginia, they're getting killed, McDonald is ahead of Deeds by like 11 points in Virginia. The Democrats don't have a chance in Virginia, a state that Barack Obama won in 2008. New Jersey should be a slam dunk, but all governors across the country are in kind of tough territory right now.
Well, if you think about those two states, and a friend of mine that is heavy into local politics here in Atlanta and the statewide level, we talked about politics over the weekend last week. We talked about how the lower turnout of African-American voters nationwide for the next set of elections is going to have a big effect.
Absolutely.
On who wins.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We came out of the woodwork for Obama.
Absolutely. And we
Where are we now?
Right. Well, we're not going to come out. I mean, you know, John
But the candidates need to ask the question, what are you doing? You know, nobody's said much since Obama's been president except we've got a first black president.
Mm.
But the African-American community delivering votes needs to figure out how to get some kind of quid pro quo.
Mm.